The artwork here in South Miami revisits the theme of our precious marine habitat. The artist's motifs are all sea creatures. With the horseshoe crab, a living fossil, he revisits a subject from 10 years ago. While depicting sea stars in an overhead panel, he uses translucent glass for the first time, in homage to the traditional stained glass of his childhood Catholic church. The endangered sawfish, here fashioned in porcelain, joins the marvelously adaptable octopus, whose embracing arms metaphorically reflect the opportunities for mutual affection among the building's residents. The site has its own story as well. Historian Paul George provides some background information.
I'm Paul George, an historian by profession, a native Miamian. I've lived here since the 40s. Originally, South Miami comes together as a homesteading community in the late 19th century. And the community was really centered on Biscayne Bay, about where the Cocoa Plum development is today, the very upscale development. As time went on, it moved inland and unofficially was renamed Larkins for Sam Larkins and his large family who came from Tennessee. They had a farm, they had a general store where Cocoa Plum Circle is today. And so it becomes Larkins. Larkins and the people who lived there were farmers, and they were smart enough to understand when Flagler's Railroad crossed the Miami River and came south, running parallel to today's US 1, that unless they moved closer to the railroad, they might die in the vine. And so Larkins then essentially moves as a community, at least the center of it, where the packing houses were and some of the retail was. They moved to today's Sunset in US 1. There was a railroad depot there, so they had their packing house. You could ship your crops through that depot to market. It's known as Larkins well into the 1920s. Then it incorporates, and eventually Larkins becomes, by the second half of the 1920s, the town or city of South Miami. So what you have is what was a waterborne community that used the water for its sustenance that becomes more of a railroad-based community, and the railroad now becomes a new source of sustenance. As you move back from the bay and as you made that move to today's Sunset in US 1, you're really in a piney woods area. The trees are felled and they begin to, these crops such as mangoes and avocados, and it really becomes oriented around agriculture.
Recorded and produced by George Fishman for QR Art Guide.